cliffcentral.com. Hello and welcome to another In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on your favorite podcast platform. This is cliffcentral.com, as he said in his best James Earl Jones voice. And this is the show where normally you get to meet the people I'm lucky enough to meet on my world of conference travels. Today we've thrown out the playbook. We're going to go completely different because the person I'm going to introduce you to is not a speaker, not an entertainer, but somebody brilliant, somebody in the public domain who's probably never spoken at a conference in her life, but doesn't need to. Because I have to tell you that a few weeks ago, I was told by a very good friend of mine to go and try a certain restaurant in Johannesburg. A restaurant, he said, that is so good, it's been named by Newsweek magazine as one of the best 101 places to eat in Africa and the Middle East. And I went, cool. Which one is it? And he said, La Trinita. And it's run by this crazy character who's the owner, the chef, works with her mom. It's an Italian restaurant, and her name is Lala. And boy, I went. And not just once. I think I've been 8 times. And it's the first of 800 times that I'm going. This is the ultimate Italian restaurant, and it's in Johannesburg, just next to the racetrack at Kyalami Downs Shopping Centre. And I've tracked her down, got her out of the kitchen, kept her alive, and brought her to you now. So she's a guest with a difference, but boy, are you going to find out why. Let's welcome Lala from La Trinita in Johannesburg. Lala, what a joy to have you on the show.
And what a joy for me, Mr. Jackson. And the honor you've given my mom, Tess, and me is truly, truly profound. Thank you very much.
Ah, you're more than welcome. But I tell you what, it's not an honor that I've given you. It's an honor that you've given me by allowing me to be someone paying for a meal in your restaurants. La Trinita. I mean, when you cook like an angel. When you serve with a passion out front that very few chefs have ever really understood. You've got front of house, you've got back of house, you've got mum on reservations, and you're packed every single night. La Trinita, one of the 101 best places to eat in Africa and the Middle East. Not my saying, Newsweek magazine saying. How the hell did that happen?
Well, honestly, it was a big shock to mom and I, that's for sure. A massive accolade from the chefs around the world who chose us. And it came about from the chef, Stuart Carson. He ate at our restaurant and loved the vibe, loved the lasagna that we do, which is 7 layers of pasta. And that took us global. So, yes, we went global, 101 best places to eat in the world. The only thing I can say about that, I think they were trying to focus on the small eateries, those that get left behind because you've got 5 stars and all these fancy places. And there's so many in our industry that get left behind and unnoticed. And it was a very big, big, big step for mom and I, and a wonderful accolade to achieve, especially coming from chefs. That was a big one for us.
Now, you're described as a family-run, friendly, vibey Italian restaurant. So to get an accolade of that nature is absolutely huge. But you are special, and you know why, because you've made the ingredients back of house and front of house to make it special. What's the magic at La Trinita?
I think it comes from passion, the passion of doing what we love doing. And I think to make people happy and make people feel a part of something, and that you're not just a credit card, basically, at the end of the day, that you're watching a spirit take form here for us, and it is truly a pleasure to do what we do every day.
I mean, you walk around the restaurant, you walk around the restaurant singing, for goodness sakes, sitting down with your clients, telling them what they should be ordering. I haven't looked at a menu since the day I first arrived in your restaurant on my 8 visits to you.
It's my Jedi mind trick, Michael. You know that.
The Jedi mind trick.
My Jedi mind trick, and I pull you into what I feel you might enjoy for the night.
Well, it's very true. I mean, we brought guests in from locally based friends, Mark and Julie. We've got friends from overseas. And everyone walks out going, that wasn't a meal. That was just an experience.
Oh, that is. You've made my year. You've made my year, and it shows all the hours are worth it. So thank you.
Is it the magic of Italian women?
I think it's just a formula. I really do. I think the recipe is simple. I think good, honest food, great hospitality, and you, the client. I think that's how it should be.
I mean,
you're in the hospitality industry, and what comes with that is a very big promise.
I mean, you make lasagna on a certain day of the week, I understand, right? And
yeah, I've had to extend that as well now, Michael.
Because people are coming in and buying it for home.
Yes, they pre-order. So if we make about 150 portions a week, by Sunday we sold out.
That is unbelievable. And the other hot things on your menu, what do you love cooking the most?
Oh, I think the melanzane parmigiana, the brinjal babimara starter that we do. It's our unique formula, mom's recipe, my recipe together. That is never pre-done. We make it as you order. The gnocchi, we've got people eating gnocchi again. The potato dumpling is such a pleasure for us to make because they're made fresh. It's the old recipes from my mom's side. And, yeah, those two very much on the list. And then when it comes down to our meats and fish, we take a lot of care in these, the way we package, prepare, the way we present. It's not about frills and bills with us. It's about a lot of flavor and a lot of passion to that food. So, yeah, I think cooking is a pleasure always.
And we're going to say up front, this is not a pretentious restaurant. This is as unpretentious family down in the roots as you can possibly get it. I mean, the center that you're in, Kyalami Downs, it's even hard to find you. You're next to a pool hall, for God's sakes.
Why are you reminding me?
Oh, sorry. You're upstairs, tucked away. But, you know, but it's next to the Theatre on the Track, that little shopping centre in Johannesburg next to Theatre on the Track in Kyalami.
We're right at the bottom, you must remember, Dahl. We're right at the bottom. So literally, I think what we've achieved, though, is that we've achieved a place of destination. And I think that is our biggest formula.
I mean, it's remarkable. A place of destination. This is a place of pilgrimage, for God's sakes.
You're just the best. I can't wait to cook for you again.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to eat it. I'm sorry I'm going home tonight for bloody dinner. If I could, I'd come run. I'll book soon, I promise you. But,
you know,
but what really intrigues me is that story. You know, we're talking about a family-run restaurant. We're talking about not the greatest shopping center in the world. I mean, it's safe and all that, but it's just hard to find. Not when you go to your website. You've even got a funky bloody website at La Trinita, for goodness sakes.
Yeah,
And it's T-R-A-N-I-T-A, La Trinita. Don't forget it. Ask for Lala. I'm going to give you a phone number before we end this interview as well. But you see, for me, why I wanted you on the show more than anything was that this is success against all odds. You know, you're an Italian restaurant. There's no shortage of Italian restaurants. There's no shortage of franchised Italian restaurants. You can go and eat pizza from more places than you can shake a stick at. You can go and get pasta from more places that you can shake a stick at. But then there's only one La Trinita. And you've taken this formula, loving the food, all the passion that you've described, and just made it rock star. I mean, people are coming to you from London for dinner.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling, and it's not taken for granted, that's for sure. Not taken for granted.
Did you ever imagine when you started it? How long ago did you start it?
Well, Mom and I started the business coming up on the 1st of March next year. Will be our 19th year anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, we stood the test of time in the area, I think. A lot of drive behind us. A lot of will. We had a vision. We didn't expect the vision to go where it has, I must be honest, because the accolades have been awesome. But where we are with the clients, where we are with our recipes, our formula, our vision has come forward. And there's a lot more in the pipeline, what we're doing. You know, we keep on. We just keep on. We don't want to stop.
You do opera nights occasionally as well. They're sold out.
Yes, we do. Yeah, they are. It's so wonderful to see how people come together to promote and support. We call it keeping arts alive in South Africa. We call it our beloved country because we are born here, but first generation Italian. And we love South Africa. We are diehard South Africans. And we love to see how people all come together and experience these artists. It's a wonderful, wonderful achievement to work together with the Gauteng Opera and with our clients and patrons who are always willing to support.
How many tables do you have in the restaurant?
Yeah, we are 60 seaters, so 23 tables basically. And of course, we do turnaround on Friday, Saturday, so, and depending on the week, as weeknight as well. So.
And it's weird. I mean, you've got a book. You can't just turn up at La Trinita. You've got a book. I want to make that abundantly clear.
Yeah, we the flavor of the year so far and a couple of years before, but we don't want to, you know, sound too cocky, but it is preferable to book because we just don't like saying we can't fit you in because there's only certain amount of people we can feed at a time with the kitchen we run with.
Especially if you're traveling to Kyalami Downs, all I've got to say to Carol, my wife, is we're going to go to La Trinita. She goes, great, cancel all other plans. We're going. And, you know, it's that kind of destination. And we're going to give out the number in a couple of minutes time so people can get onto you. How far in advance do you have to book normally?
I normally say in the day. It's the same day. We do, you know, it's sometimes it works that way. And Friday, past 2 o'clock, sometimes before. It's a roller coaster with bookings. It really is. I can't even specify to you to say book a week before. I would never do that to the clients. But book and hopefully we get you a table.
And you'll squeeze around. You've moved things around. Yeah.
Yeah, we even use the round tables that are using. We will fit people. We try not to let people down. That is truly our biggest ambition and drive, is not to let you down. That's it.
And the best spaghetti carbonara I've ever had outside of Italy. And better than many I've had in Italy, let me tell you. I'm unashamedly a passionate fan of La Trinita. It's just the most bloody awesome thing. And I don't care if people are going on this podcast, but hang on, where are all the speakers? Where's the famous author? Here I've got a famous chef. This is Lala of La Trinita, and it doesn't get any better, let me tell you that.
Thank you. You make me smile.
I love it.
Really. I'm really bubble all inside tonight. You know,
you're so incredible with it, and it's just that passion. I mean, as a kid, Lala, did you always have that passion inside you? Is it service? Is it love? Is it cooking? What is it?
It's a bit of everything. I call it my little potion box. For me, people are my biggest drive. I take our industry with humility. To serve, one has to be very humble as well. And I think for Mom and I, for Tess and myself, it is a very humbling industry. And, you know, because we depend on you as the client. Without you, we don't have jobs.
Sure.
And that must never be forgotten in our industry. And sometimes it is, but we hope we will never lose that. The cooking side, definitely Mom. Mom is the potion formula. They are just trying to bring a bit of the fun to the dishes as well. So we've old Italian, modern Italian, and we've got to find South African palate as well. So, you know, you've got to mix up that little recipe and come up with some formulas. We do stick to the traditional Italian as well, like your carbonara, for example. We can do it the way you like it, less cream, and of course with the raw egg on top, which is traditional. So there's many things, and it's nice, I think, that people can talk to the owners and that are hands-on, and we can come up with different dishes at the table, especially for different dietary requirements as well. I think that is so important.
To
answer your question, I think it's the magic of the people that allows us to bring our passion out in our food. So it's a win-win on all sides.
And your mom, Tessa, really is the ultimate Italian mama. I mean, she gives me a hug whenever I get. She gave me a hug when she didn't even know me, for goodness sakes, when I walked into the restaurant.
I know. If you look at that face of yours, why not? You're such a lovely man. You have this energy about you. You're the one that we just want to run to. So thank you.
That was Graham Reed, I think, from Port Elizabeth, who flies up regularly on business, who introduced me to you.
Call him the Don.
He's going to be thrilled to listen to this interview. He's going to download this and keep it on his laptop forever, let me tell you.
And play it every day.
I'm sure, just to power himself up. I want to do it every day because your enthusiasm and your vibrancy is beyond measure. It's a joy to see and hear about in the service-orientated industry. I'm in that industry too. I've got to fire up people, so do most of my guests. But you do it every single day, come rain or shine. In terms of being open, what are your opening days and times? Just give me those quickly.
We are open from Tuesday lunch to Sunday dinner, and we open from Tuesday night to Saturday. So basically, we close Sunday night and we close Monday full day.
Wow, and you deserve that time off, let me tell you. The phone number, please. People, get your pens and paper ready, people. This is the phone number. You can Google La Trinita, T-R-A-N-I-T-A, or phone them direct and speak to Lala or Tessa. Put you to the test. Go on, give us the phone number.
It's 011.
Yep.
466.
Yep.
7949.
So that's Joburg 011-466-7949.
Yes.
Look, I mean, it's random. If people phoned today, could they get a table tonight? Would you squeeze them in?
I will squeeze them in.
Oh, God, you're going to have 4,000 people on the phone now when they hear this. It's going to be crazy.
Let's do it. If I can't get you in tonight, trials tomorrow.
Brilliant.
If I can't get you tomorrow, I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I love it.
Looking forward to meeting new faces.
La Trinita, 011-466-7949. If you've never eaten real Italian, go there and do it. If you want a superb experience, go and do it. I've got to say goodbye, Lala, and say, you know, love to your mum as well. Time is against us, but I loved having you on the show, and it's a real joy, and I look forward to seeing you as soon as my bloody schedule allows it in the next couple of weeks.
And thank you, sir.
You
Mommy
are
sends
enjoyed.
Big kisses to you. Can't wait to hug you again, she said.
Ah.
And she says, thank you for this honor you have given us today.
You're absolutely more than welcome. That was Lala from La Trinita. And that was In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on CliffCentral.com. Thanks for being with us. CliffCentral.com.